This date in history, 16 years ago, a major athlete apologized for something he had done. 16 years ago today. Do you know who it is?
I think I know.
Who is it, Biggie?
Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
No, it's Tiger. 2010, this date, he apologized for extramarital affairs, his first time speaking publicly since he had crashed his car into a fire hydrant in November. I think.
Was this the weird press conference with the curtains and his mother?
Yeah. He was going off to sex therapy.
That's right. It was right at this time. I mean, it was literally at this moment because we were waiting. The show ended right as they came on. Our show ended and we turned the TV up immediately.
You know where I stand on this? Ruined his career.
Mm-hmm.
He would have had the Grand Slam record if he hadn't been caught. One of the best voicemails we've ever heard left on the woman's phone. Change my name in your phone. My wife knows about you.
That was.
She is going to be calling. She's going through my phone. She will be calling you.
Yep.
And as we now.
Please take your name.
It's never been
off.
Confirmed, but we think that he was crashed because Elin Nordgren was chasing him with a 7-iron out of the garage.
Correct. This is, I believe we have the voicemail.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly. All
right,
bye.
Huge, quickly. Because you knew she was right there.
Huge,
right
quickly.
Oh, huge, quickly. God. Change it to Publix Bakery or something.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
If just get to your voicemail and change it to the Publix Bakery, please.
I was very, very critical of Tiger on our air. Then he came here for a tournament a few years later, and I went out there and just bitched up. I'm like, hey, Tiger.
Fangirl.
Hey. Oh, God,
love
yeah.
You.
And he waved a putter at me. I guess he thought I was special needs because I was like, Tiger. After I'd said all those terrible things about him when he did that.
Were you ever at the club when Tiger came through?
No, but everybody made a big deal about it. Like, even years later, they're like, they said, like, yeah, he was here one time. Like, some people wonder if we'll get big names like that. And sometimes.
That's the biggest.
He was the biggest one.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
For sure. Do you remember anybody else big time come through the golf world?
Not in my time there.
In your tenure?
No.
That was huge. And by the way, he was playing that day that I watched him with Brooks Koepka, who was completely unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brooks Koepka, a year later, started winning U.S. Opens and was everywhere.
That I'll always remember that date and that time, because I really think if he had just kept seeing the women.
Instead of.
Yeah, instead of doing the whole press conference, because he was never the same after that.
Don't forget,
he was at his best when he was seeing those women in Vegas, secretly.
I can't remember how quickly that voicemail came out. But very quickly, somebody turned it into a smooth jam.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard this.
This may be better than Darius's R&B.
It's a lot better. Yeah.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Please. Can you take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and they called you. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number.
The body's moving and your senses are more heightened and everything seems to flow better. Again and again and again. I enjoy that. It's a great feeling. I'm addicted.
Can you take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and made me call you. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number. Take your name off your phone.
I don't know if it won a Grammy. It should have won a Grammy. Should have won a Grammy for sure.
One of my favorite things ever.
God, that's so good.
Yeah.
That was, again, 16 years ago today. He apologized for doing all that and went into sex therapy.
You know she was in the next room. Who is she? Nobody saves Cole's number. Why is it here?
God. Oh, by the way, he divorced Elin Nordgren 6 months later, and she got $100 million, which is... I mean, what's he worth? Over $1 billion, mm-hmm. I would say.
Now, yeah. But at the time, that was a lot, though, because he wasn't quite worth that now or then.
She's never reappeared, really. Nope. Not that I've seen. Really totally private. Ever resurfaced.
You see them together, because they will go to the son plays golf, and you'll see them together and chatting. Apparently, they are amicable now.
Yeah. Now, I've heard rumblings that he's saying, don't count me out for the Masters, which is 7 weeks away. 7 weeks from today, it starts. I guess Christine will be just laid back watching it, not even care.
I might be in Augusta.
He might be there. Who knows? He might be there. You think he'll play BB Shane?
I hope not, man. He needs to hang it up.
You think?
He's got to call it quits.
I think he's just too unhealthy.
Yeah, he is. It's never going to be the same.
What was his last injury or surgery? Achilles?
A ton of them. Back? I mean, he's had so many.
Yeah.
But then again, he won it when I was saying the same thing. Yeah. Like, he's been injured so much.
He won a U.S. Open on a broken leg.
He did. Yeah. And then he won the Masters not that many years ago after all those surgeries.
I mean, he's the best of all time. I'll give him that, but he just needs to quit.
I will tell you, he did say that I think a lot of people glanced over in that press conference the other day was like, he will probably never play a regular tour tournament again. If anything, he said he would play some Champions Tour events.
Well, in the majors. He wants the majors.
Yeah, in the majors. But he said, now that I'm over 50, I'll stick to the Champions
Tour. Is he over 50?
50 years old.
I didn't know that. I didn't
realize. Can he even swing a full swing anymore?
Well, the statement I read on the bottom of the ESPN was, he says...
Well, he's not ruling it out.
I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah.
He's not.
He didn't want to embarrass himself. So wouldn't you think that if he's coming, he's always said, if I'm in a tournament, I expect to win the tournament. I don't know if that's real anymore. It's been so long. But, curiosity, I would love to see him out there. I think I would tune in to see what Tiger Woods
could
do.
He's still great for the game. You get him out there.
Oh, people will watch. That's for sure.
I would. I would watch that. But I bet you he doesn't play in it.
I don't see it.
If he was going to play in one major, I would think it'd be the Masters.
Agree.
Because the U.S. Open is so much tougher. The British Open, you know, you've got different terrains. And the Masters he knows very, very well. Of course, it's a very hilly course, too. And they say it's up and down a lot. You a golf fan?
No. Boring.
Forget it then.